today. Our mission to help you find love during lockdown continues as we set four more Today in Focus listeners up on dates. Last week, we revealed what happened when six Today in Focus listeners went on virtual blind dates. They might not have met in person, but there was instant attraction.
My first impression was, oh good, he's fit.
Serenading.
I got you to hold me tight.
Oh my God.
Stop it, I know it's so romantic.
And delicious food.
It's hard to see between the pixels of the lag on the virtual call, but is it like a creamy pie?
But of course, with the dates being done over Zoom.
Hello, 1-2-1-2.
Hello.
Oh, I think you just froze.
Sometimes our couples struggled to connect.
I can't actually see you right now.
Ah.
Now, as social distancing continues, four more people have let us eavesdrop on their romantic dinner dates. Will they fall in love through a pixelated webcam? Or might these be encounters that happen in isolation and stay in isolation? From The Guardian, I'm Rachel Humphreys. Today in Focus, Blind Date Takeover Part 2, Looking for Love in Lockdown. Our first couple are Mali, who's 30, and Nabuto, who's 27, and they're locked down in different cities in Scotland.
Okay, so like the date starts here, yeah?
My name is Buto.
Buto?
Buto, not water.
I'm Mali.
Mali, I'm still cooking, so like I'm in the kitchen.
My first impression, he was very funny.
Okay, so I'm throwing this in.
He was cooking.
I'm roasting some vegetables.
That looks really good.
And he kind of was doing it as if he was on a cook show, and that just made me laugh.
I'm gonna put my rice on now. I promise, this is not a cooking class.
You're maintaining eye contact while also like cooking. I think it's sweet.
I'm trying.
Mali has got such good table manners. She stayed on the table for like most of the time.
I am eating chickpeas with rice and cauliflower.
You have already started.
I have already started. I'll keep it until you're done. Stay down.
No, you can eat.
I was still cooking, so I was moving about. So if anything, I've got the bad table manners.
That is a good print on your shirt, by the way.
He had great fashion sense. I think the first thing I said to him was, oh my gosh, your outfit. Because he was wearing a scarf and a really great print shirt and a great hat.
It's so colourful.
I like colour.
Same.
I did have a moment of like, could I get away with like having a date on my pyjamas?
You put in the effort, like you put in a beautiful dress, earrings.
That is true. They are jellyfish.
Molly is really funny.
You do have a very nice forehead and you have lovely eyes, so.
I have never been complimented about my forehead before. Thank you.
No bother.
She's intelligent and colourful. Yeah, she seemed really colourful.
What music do you listen to?
So at the moment I've been listening to horror soundtracks. I just like the noise, like the suspense that it builds up in my head.
It's all right. We'll fix that.
Oh gosh, my most played song has been Monster by Kanye West and Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj in the last month.
Are you feeling like a monster?
It's either that or it's Elton John Still Standing.
We talked about music.
Why do you have records? Like, I like that you have records.
I'm a DJ. I'm a support worker. And then I do DJing in Glasgow.
That's very cool. Very empathic and also very creative. What song makes you unconditionally happy?
This FKA Twig.
What's the name? FK Twig? Am I going to get like really bad points if I tell you I've never heard of who that person is?
We talked about Scotland.
I am drinking Edinburgh Gin. This is the first alcoholic drink I've probably had in 3 months. I'm not a big drinker.
What did you mix it with?
Was I supposed to mix it? No, I don't think I was supposed to mix it. Was I supposed to mix it?
What? What are you doing in Edinburgh anyways?
I studied counselling. I finished my degree and like every other Australian, I'm like, I planned to move to London with my best friend. Then as soon as we got here, every single person we met was like, you'll hate London, stay in Scotland. And I was like, okay, yeah. So 3 years later, we're still here. What is your favourite thing about Glasgow?
It's proper raw. It's just a true city.
What do you think of Edinburgh?
Can do better.
Did I mention food? Yeah, we talked about food.
Sorry?
That is some pretty aluminium foil. That ripping skill was just next level.
See, I'm doing well in this multitasking thing.
I kind of feel like this is Ready, Steady, Cook.
I think he had excellent table manners and he was so sweet he made food for his sister.
Yeah, she might as well join in. Not on the date.
Did I introduce Mali to my flatmates? No, I didn't. That would have been weird to introduce Mali to my sister on the first date.
Can you imagine if someone for a first date brought their family member?
That happened to me. I got to her house. She was like, oh, come in. And I got introduced to the family before I went on a date with her.
That's one of the glorious things about not living in the same country as like my family is I don't have to tell them when I'm dating anyone.
I don't know much about Australia, to be fair.
It's an island.
I know that much.
With the quarantine, it feels so much further away than it actually is. So my roommate, she actually went back to Australia 5 days before isolation started, so she can't get back. So I moved in with some friends. So this is their house.
I did introduce him to my housemate, Adam, by mistake. Adam was moving a ladder.
Hello.
Sorry, my roommate is putting a ladder in the room.
Welcome, welcome.
Literally came into the room I was in, swinging your ladder around.
There's a long ladder and a wiggle in the passage.
Adam, we'll do it when I'm done.
It's all right.
You want to see the dog?
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, hold on. I'll go get the dog.
He did meet Hamish the dog, though.
Hamish?
Yeah, the most Scottish name you can think of. I'll be 1 second.
All right, cool. I'll go and sort out my fish.
Okay, good boy, good boy. I'm sorry, darling. He doesn't like me now.
No, we didn't have any awkward moments from my side anyways. I don't remember.
This is a very ridiculous kind of thing. Like, you're going on a virtual date. You're both going to be eating separate meals. You're going to be drinking separate things. You're going to be in separate places. But good luck. And it's like...
I was literally, like, in bed and I was like, oh, shit.
You're like, I know I have something on today.
Exactly.
I was like 10 minutes late, but everything went on smoothly after that.
I'm making the fish now.
How long until your dinner will be ready, you think?
There was no connection issues with him and I, but with technology, yeah, there was a few connection technological issues, I would say.
Wait, what's the password? No!
I need to try and record my audio.
I mean, I've been recording us, so maybe this will be enough. Unless it's just you're just gonna hear me the whole time, which, like, I sound like a squeaky toy. Like, I have such a high-pitched voice.
It would be like you went on a date alone and you just pretended that you...
I pretended there was someone here and I was chatting to them the whole time.
What did Molly think of me?
How old are you?
27.
You are a young'un. Oh my gosh. Am I the oldest person you've been on a date with?
No.
Okay, go.
She commented on the date being fun, so I guess that counts as a positive.
The thing is, like, I don't like tea, yeah? I would go to my friends' places and I'd be like, they'll be like, what do you want? And I'd be like, oh, I really don't want a cup of tea. But then because they're English, they'll be so offended, like. And then I found out that Lidl do Red Bush, which is, like, really popular from where I'm from.
What's your country?
Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Or if I'm going to someone's house, I just carry my tea bag of Red Bush.
Maybe she thought it was funny. I don't know. We'll ask her.
Three words. Funny. So smiley and funny and empathic. He seemed really empathic.
What do you think when quarantine is over, you will change about your daily life?
I don't think anyone is coping very well. Most people are not. People are just surviving right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like no one can afford therapy. And therapy gets more complicated if you're a person of color because, like, it's hard to find a therapist who is black. And when you do, it's like, do they understand your background?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the date was really good. Like, we talked a lot.
I only talk to people when I have to, really.
Are you quite introverted?
Yeah. What about yourself?
I think I'm quite extroverted. As I'm getting older, I'm kind of trying to be kinder to myself and be like, actually, no, you know, I'm liking myself more as I age.
What do I think you made of me? I hope you found me bubbly.
I have no rhythm, so I have about as much like dancing styles as a baby giraffe.
I like giraffe, it's all right.
A bit quirky, maybe? I don't know if I like that word.
I have a weird phobia of human bodies with animal heads.
How often does one observe that?
Probably found me chatty too, because I think I just kept talking, which I do in a lot of situations.
So you don't drink, you don't smoke, you can't dance. What do you do for fun?
I really like hula hooping. It's kind of lame, but I really, really enjoy vacuuming.
Give me an iron in the sink any day.
Do you like an iron?
Yeah.
The conversation or the date, lasted, I think, 2.5 hours.
What are you going to do for the rest of the evening? Besides finishing your bottle of gin.
I'm drinking water.
I didn't realize how much gin I had actually drunk, and I was really, really tired.
Cool. Do you remember my name?
What is it? Your name is... I've actually forgot. I'm so sorry.
Honestly, my name is complicated. My full name is Ngabuto. You know, like when you go like a shop and they're like, can we enter the email address? I take the keyboard and do it myself. And they're just there like, is he all right? I'm like, trust me, I'm making the job easier for you.
Did we exchange numbers? You did.
I'll text you. Let me text you while it's right here.
So you're like, so I can check that you gave me a real number.
No, so that you don't think that I'm just going to get your number and just not call.
It's weird having a first date online. This can't be the new normal. We can't get used to this.
And I think that's something that COVID has taught us, how important that human connection actually is.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, if I was to change anything, I would change the fact that we could actually meet face to face.
People are really craving like human touch.
One of my friends, I delivered her food the other day because she's in quarantine, and she kind of went like clearly wanted to hug me, and I'm like, but then I felt so horrible because I'm like, I understand like the desperation to like hold another human being and like feel connected.
I would love a face-to-face date. That's the only thing I'll change, really. And I'll probably exchange my smoothie for a nice rosé or something.
The date, I would give it 8 because I think we got on really well. I really enjoyed his company for the evening.
I don't really have this beard usually.
Oh my, is this your COVID beard?
Yeah, but then because it's COVID, I'm having to like remove my hair from my mouth. Like, well, you can tell me, what do you prefer?
I'll rate it at 8 out of 10.
Will we meet up in person? I don't know how long social distancing is gonna last for.
Would I like to meet Molly after isolation? I definitely.
You go lead meeting.
I don't know how to end this.
Down the bottom?
So yeah, we live in different cities, but hopefully.
Oh yeah.
Bye. Come on, Hamish. Come on, darling. Come on. Good boy.
Hamish has been following Molly around ever since. Her housemate Adams finally got his ladder up into the loft. And as for the date, Molly and Nabuto have been texting. Coming up, there's thunder and lightning on our next date. But will sparks fly between our couple? Our second date brings two people together who are otherwise thousands of miles apart. But as you'll hear, the distance didn't stop them getting up close and personal.
Is this your bedroom?
It's an apartment, so downstairs is the kitchen. Then there's stairs here that lead up to this big room, which there's a lovely bed with like a big kind of mosquito net over the top of it. My name is Deej. I'm a documentary filmmaker and I'm currently in Kathmandu, Nepal. Trying to finish filming a documentary here about climate change, but now waiting for lockdown to end when we can hopefully fly back to the UK. I should feel guilty because I'm currently staying in a converted palace.
I'm Naomi and I live in London.
I don't know if you can hear that, but like there's a really big thunderstorm starting now.
He was really lovely looking. Dark hair, dark eyes, lovely smile. Yeah, a really, really lovely face.
What do you do for work?
What did I do?
I did work in the travel industry. That's temporarily on pause.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a casualty.
My first impressions were that she's a very energetic, fun kind of person. By the way, have you got your takeaway yet?
No, because, so I've just started running.
I'd been out for a run and I'd fallen over, so I'd had to hobble back from somewhere really far away.
Oh, dear.
So I'm having a coffee instead. Have you got your food?
Yeah, it came really early. I ordered it early and I ordered Vietnamese summer rolls.
Oh my God, that's what I was going to get too.
Well, I actually have two portions.
DJ, I think we're soulmates.
I think quite early on during the conversation, she replied to something I said with, does this mean we're soulmates?
Yeah. Is it too soon to say?
Which was quite a forward.
Please have your food. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
It's early for me, so don't worry about it. I'll have it later. But I'm going to crack open a beer because I may have bought six of them. So, but I liked it. I thought it was nice, you know, that she's able to talk in that way quite early on and, you know, not take herself too seriously or take the situation too seriously.
I know where you're spending lockdown, in a palace, because you're so damn privileged.
Because I'm a prince. So I feel guilty because I'm here on the other side of the world. But, you know, a big part of me wants to be next to my family. You know, there's not much I can really do, but I want to be close to them.
Yeah, yeah, I have had that as well on my mind. Like, my mum and dad are both in risk categories, and like, my mum had cancer a few years ago. While she was going through her kind of operation and treatments and things, I was at home for a good few months, which obviously I did because I wanted to. But, you know, in my kind of late 20s, doing that felt like, I didn't feel like a sacrifice, but I did sort of feel like life had been put on hold for a few years. And so when this happened, I was like, oh, I probably should be back at home. So how about you? How are you finding it?
Incredibly, incredibly lonely. Not just being in this apartment by myself, but those little social interactions, like going to the shops to buy a few groceries and just having a quick chat. I love it here in Kathmandu, but the... Sounds like a bomb. That was super loud and bright. But in the area that I'm staying in now, there's not too many English speakers, like out in the shops and stuff like that. So you can't just have that quick 30-second even conversation.
Do you see anyone day to day, or do you go days without seeing someone?
Yeah, like I'll bump into the security guy. You can travel pretty much anywhere in the world, and even if you don't speak their language, you can just start saying football players' names and football teams, yeah. And they generally light up.
It's probably really inappropriate, but that really takes me back to backpacking. With like, with my ex-boyfriend, we were together for years, 12 years, and we backpacked loads together, and he used to always be able to just connect so easily with anybody we bumped into because of football. Yeah, and like,
I haven't really dated at all, and a few months ago I would never have considered doing anything like this.
How long have you been single?
Nearly 3 years.
Okay, cool, same here.
So I suppose what that means is that I might be curious about knocking down some of those walls I've built up.
In your head, where are you at?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but I think I'm in a place now where I am more open to like experiences, basically, with other people, not all together, obviously. That's a question. That's the conversation for another evening.
Seem to be at a similar point in our lives, although maybe I'm a little bit more interested in meeting a partner than she is. Quite recently, the last 6 months or so, I've really started to think like, oh, it'd be nice to be in a relationship, and the things that come along with it as well, like getting a dog and having kids. Honestly, I probably want a kid more than I want a girlfriend or a wife right now.
I have never ever heard any man say that before. It's very refreshing.
My mum's going to be listening to this like, oh my God, what did he say?
Oh, he's so like lovely and interesting. And I suppose one thing that stands out is that he reassured me a lot about certain things that I'm experiencing or decisions I'm making.
I've actually been busier in the last 4 weeks than I've probably been in the last 4 years, volunteering with the food bank and delivering meals with Made in Hackney on my bike. I feel bad because I've actually, you know, I haven't been isolating. I have been out most days.
Yeah, but you're doing it for the right reasons though, right? So like that's not an issue. You've just kind of positioned yourself in a place where you are able to go out and have these small social interactions while you help people as well.
Yeah, well, it's certainly for my own benefit as well. I can't deny that, you know, my mental health.
We talked about a lot of different things and it went really well, in my opinion.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Aubergine. I'm sorry, I didn't even have to think. Take from that what you will. I just love
If I had to describe Naomi in three words, I would say that she's energetic.
So, I now make my own peanut butter.
I'm a peanut butter nutter, but I have never made my own peanut butter, so I need to sort this out. Bubbly and compassionate.
Caring, open, principled, I think.
When I come back to the UK in whenever I can get back, depending on when flights start again, I'm going to be moving to Bromley by Bow. This will be my first time properly living in London, so...
Do you know the road name that you're going to be moving on to? I'm being a creep. I want to have a look.
At the end of the conversation, she did ask me for my number, which I was very happy about. And she offered to take me to her favourite park.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Yeah. I'm looking forward to you getting here.
I would like to, you know, hang out at some point.
I would like that too.
Out of 10, I think I'd give the date an 8.
Of course I would give Deej 10 out of 10. Of course, he was absolutely lovely.
Yeah, loads of fun, tons of stuff to talk about. But still, for me, it doesn't replace dating in person. There is something missing speaking to somebody over video call, and I think that's even more true when you're on a date.
We recorded this date a few weeks ago, and I'm very happy to say that since then, Deej and Naomi have been on a second date over Zoom, and he's promised to cook dinner for her when he gets back to the UK. It's also Deej's 30th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Deej. We hope you enjoy it, even if you're apart from friends and family. That's it for today. Thanks to everyone who contacted us for this episode, and to Mali, Nabuto, Deej and Naomi for letting us in on their dates. You can listen back to episode 1 of The Blind Date Takeover at theguardian.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to be set up on a virtual date, you can email The Guardian Weekend Magazine's Blind Date team at blind.date@theguardian.com. Today's episode was produced by our very own Cupid, Hannah Moore, and sound design was by Axel Cacoutier. The executive producers are Phil Maynard and Nicole Jackson. I hope you all have a lovely weekend. We'll be back on Monday.